Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to weight others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Tripping. Cause you're the entity that made them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. Haters wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth. They sweeping under rug. So deal with it yourself. Don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic. This is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace, and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours. It's yours to show. So do it for yourself. You're the day one. So do it for yourself. You're the day one. Day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
I'm back up on my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
Take it.
All right. Hang on 1 second. Testing 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. 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 All right, just one moment, folks. I'm just trying to make sure that my sound is coming through okay. Bear with me one moment, just making sure that my sound is coming through okay before we get started on today's message. And bear with me one moment. Let's see, I got a caller from area code 510. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much. 510. Who is this? Is this somebody that's part of the life management program?
Yeah, this is Joseph.
Hey, what's going on, Joseph?
I'm doing well.
All right, my brother. All right. Hey, thank you so much, man, for that sound check, because I couldn't really hear anything, so I just wanted to double check. Make sure my sound is going through. Thank you so much, my brother.
Yes.
All right. What's going on, everybody? Thank you, everybody, so much for joining me on today's show. Again, this is Dr. Will Rogers, Master Teacher 33. You guys always know it's an adventure with the sound, so I've got the thumbs up from my good brother, Joseph. So let's go ahead and get started today. We want to just talk about, really quickly, how your inside revelation must override outside demonstration, which simply is just another way of saying that we must address the inside demons before we can think about addressing the outside devils. And it's extremely important when we talk about the inside demons. We all have dispositions. We all have different ways of thinking. And it's really important when you ask yourself the questions and you go through the self-analyzation process of understanding and overstanding and understanding why we do what we do. What's really important when we talk about the inside demons, we must understand that demons are dispositions, and devils are dispositions inside of dirt suits. So we must address the demons before we can address the devils, meaning you cannot address people until you address self. Now, this is extremely important. Today's message is one of those messages that's not for new believers. Today's message comes with a warning. I mean, they all do, but this one comes with a deeper warning, because we have to really break down. I have to get to a place of understanding that when we're talking about daemons, if you will, or demons, we are addressing dimmer or where we do a democrat or demonstration. So we're addressing a particular frequency, wave, or vibration that could lead to a particular devil. So we must address the demon before they become a devil. So a demon is a mental disposition. A devil is a mental disposition that has taken control of a physical body. And so now that we understand, we must demystify this understanding or this idea when we talk about demons and we're talking about devils and all of that good stuff. It's just simply the ability to understand from a spiritual perspective. We must be able to wrap our brain around the fact that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind or self-control. So when we talk about this particular ideal or this particular way of living, we are vibrating on a particular level that gives us to understand that everything that you and I do must be addressed from the inside outside. So everything that we do must be addressed inside first before it can be addressed outside. Most people do the opposite. Most of us address outside situations. Something happens and immediately we want to talk to that person. We want to talk to that individual. We want to talk to the actual act instead of looking at the actual spirit. The scripture talks about that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principalities. We wrestle against spiritual wickedness in high places. So the enemy is going to attack you in the area of your mind. Again, so that way he can get you to lose, get you to get your vision or your focus off of how you are defined. So if I can attack you in your mind, it's going to cloud your vision or your ability to see how you are defined. Attack the mind, you dilute or you cloud the define or the definition. And so we must understand, my brothers and sisters, that when we talk about a particular ruling disposition, we are talking about what is called a fiend, F-I-E-N-D, which is just like the word friend, F-R-I-E-N-D. And so that word is extremely important because it simply is a passion or an influence. So demons took on a negative connotation because they produce negative results. Usually, it's just a energy flow. So energy flows where attention goes. Let me say that again. Your energy is flowing where your attention is going. Your energy is flowing where your attention is going. Since your attention is outside of you, your energy is flowing outside of you. And so we have to understand that a demon is just a person with great energy or drive. According to dictionary.com, again, look it up for yourself. A daemon or a demon is a person that has a lot of energy or drive. It is a person that has certain characteristics or attributes that they are possessed or controlled by. Now, usually these attributes and characteristics or this nature is producing a negative life. And if we take the word lived and turn it around, we get the word devil. So you must address the outside attribute and characteristic before you address, I'm sorry, the inside attribute characteristic before you address the outside demonstration or devil. And so it is this ability to hopefully understand that when we're talking about inside, outside, we're talking about the fact that this is the definition or this is how we start moving in the direction of success. And that success is simply being that there are three things that, really four that we have to address today. Number one, your inside revelation should override your outside demonstration. Number two, your energy should flow in the direction where your attention goes. So the question is, what are you paying, because it's not free, attention to? Whatever you're paying attention to is what you are drawn to. Your attention determines the flow of your energy. Three, you must transmute negative energy, fear, into positive energy, faith. Four, you must marry or you must understand your design. You must fall or elevate in love with your design. So let's look at these four attributes or these four things individually. Now, each one of these, again, is extremely important for you to deal with the inside. So whatever is going on inside of you is what we are talking about. So there is a thought process. There is something going on inside of your brain, and that is your inside revelation. So your inside revelation should be based upon attributes and characteristics that make you, you. So there's a certain amount of attributes and characteristics that make you, you. Now, again, we must have inside revelation. Now, the Bible talks about this. We mentioned it the other day when we talked about the inner man. So you must strengthen your inner man. So the quest that we should be embarking upon today is, how do we strengthen your inner man? Well, the way that you strengthen your inner man is to understand the attributes and characteristics of your inner man. It's like strengthening your core when you exercise. So when you exercise, you are strengthening your core muscles. So your inner man is your inner self. And so the number one thing, inside revelation overrides outside demonstration. Now remember, we must address the inside demon before we can address the outside devil. So inside of you, you're going to find certain dispositions. Now, since you have not solidified your inside, you cannot solidify or fight the outside. So that means that if you can solidify your inside will take care of the outside. There is no need to address an outside devil if you have already addressed the inside demon, because the inside demon becomes the outside devil. The only time you have an outside devil is because you have not addressed the inside demon. So every devil that's in your life, bad person, individual that's treating you bad, is because you drew that devil, because he can override that demon. So the devil in your life is an indication of the demon that's inside your head, inside the brain. Ooh, excuse me, pardon me. Now, let's break this down a little further. Now, according to Ephesians chapter 3, Ephesians 3:16 tells thee, I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner man, in your inner being. So your inner being is strengthened through the power of his spirit. Now, the spirit is the animating principle of the body. The spirit is the ruach and the pneuma. So it is the chi or is the prana. So this is how you strengthen your inner man. Your ability to understand what is my chi, what is my prana. Okay, spirit is the animating principle of the body. Spirit is the animating principle of the body. Spirit is the animating principle of the body. If you can address the inside spirit demon, you can override the outside devil. Now, let me make sure you understand. Because inside, as we're speaking right now, there's a war going on. There's a war going on inside of you for control of you. And so your job is just to simply understand that this war and deal with it again inside. Because why? We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. So if we don't understand that it's according to the riches of his glory. Now, the glory is the glow ray. It is the ray and energy or rays of light contain information. It is a ray of light that allows you to glow. Again, it activates you. It sets you on fire. It activates your chakra. It activates your all of the electrical components. You are an electrical capacitor. You don't go look for the Ark of the Covenant. You are the Ark of the Covenant. And it is according to the riches of his glory that he may grant you to be strengthened with the power through your inner man. So it is the understanding of your inner man. It is that inner man, that inside revelation. So the inside revelation is what you should be doing every day, all day. That's what I do in a life management system. That's what I'm doing in my own life. That's what I'm trying to help you teach or understand in your life. Now, this is extremely important. If you really understand what true, authentic life living is all about. Now, let's take this a little bit further down the rabbit trail so that way you can understand what I'm expressing and exposing and expanding to you today. Now, in order for you to really understand the importance of how you think, you have to understand the opposite of how you're wired. So there are things going on in your life that are very important for you to understand. You ready to help?
Yeah.
Okay. And there's okay. All right. So there are things going on in your life that are, again, really causing confusion because they are the opposite of your design. Me, I'm a six. The opposite, I'm compassion. The opposite of compassion, I don't give a bleep. So now I got to understand that the enemy is going to either inside of me. There's a war going on inside of me. But I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about what's going on in your life. Or I want to talk about what's going on in somebody else's life. So the enemy's job is to get me to focus on something that is a non-issue. So the enemy's job, what's going on is there's a war going on inside of you to not address through the process of self-analysis the issues and concerns that are going on in your life. You would prefer to address the issues and concern that's going on CNN or ABC. You would rather go save the whales. You would rather go hug some trees. You would rather do another issue. Now, I'm not saying the other issue is not important. I'm not saying that the other issue should not be addressed. I'm not saying that the things that's going on outside of you should not be addressed. But the most important thing is what's going on inside of you as well. So if we don't take time to address what's going on inside of us. We don't have the power. We don't have the ability to address what's going on outside of us. So everything is an inside-outside job. Inside-outside. Now, let me make sure you understand, because this is extremely important. You have to fall in love with yourself more than anybody else. Let me say that again. I don't care how flawed you are, how flawed you think you are, how many mistakes you've made, how much other people like or don't like you, how much other people think that you should change. Your job is to fall in love with your design. Your design is shining through right now, either positively or negatively. Either way, that is your design. Now, excuse me again. It's not for you to change your design. It's simply for you to identify with your design. Let me say that again. Your job is not to change your design. Your job is simply to identify your design. Let me say that again. Your job is not to change your design. Your job is to identify your design. If you can identify with your design, that's going to allow you to shine. If you can identify with your design, that is going to allow you to shine. If you can identify with your design, that identification with your design is going to allow you to shine. Now, the inability to identify with your design is not going to allow you to shine, and your energy is going to flow because your attention is not allowing you to go. Your energy flows where your attention goes. Since your attention is not on your design, your energy is not going to flow towards your design. It's going to flow towards the dark side of your giftedness. If my attention is not on the fact that I am designed to uplift the spirits of humanity through didactic teaching in a way, again, that allows me to express, expose, and expand the truth instead of a version of the truth, while maintaining a sense of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, and self-control for myself and for my fellow man. If I put all of my energy on my fellow man and I don't put no energy on myself, then I am operating in the dark side of my giftedness. I have to see worth and value in myself. And the way that I know that is if I am loving myself. That allows me to love my neighbor, because I'm supposed to love my neighbor as I love myself. If I'm not loving myself, I cannot love my neighbor. So my job is to see so much worth and value in me that I would prefer to hang out with me than to hang out with anybody else. Now, is there anybody else I would prefer? I would be okay. I should be okay with being with me, myself, and I. If you are not okay with being with you, yourself, and yourself, then you have to address the parts of yourself that you don't like hanging out with yourself, so you would prefer to hang out with someone else. You have to remember, inside revelation overrides outside demonstration. Number one thing we got to do, we have to address, not change, we have to identify the aspects of ourselves. One of the aspects of myself is I like conversation. So I have to fall in love with having a conversation with myself as much as I love having this conversation I'm having today with someone else. If I don't fall in love with having a conversation with myself, I'm going to put all of my attention on having a conversation with someone else. And I'm going to put so much attention on having a conversation with someone else, it's going to limit my ability to have a conversation with myself. And the enemy will use that as a method of controlling my inside revelation. He's going to use outside demonstration as the dopamine releasing activity instead of my inside revelation. In English, I should release dopamine, serotonin, melatonin, oxytocin by myself. If I have to depend upon drugs to give me a high, then the drugs are outside of me. So that outside devil will have more power than that inside spirit or demon. And the way that the outside devil, drugs, have power is because, again, I have an inside demon that says, it is better for you to go outside of yourself to find something to release dopamine or find a positive way to release dopamine instead of finding a negative way instead of finding a positive way. In other words, I think that it is better for me to go outside of myself because there's nothing good inside of myself. So number one, inside revelation must override outside demonstration. Inside revelation should create more dopamine than any outside stimulation. Now, that means that, see, the imagination is so powerful that the brain does not know that what you're imagining, if it is real or fictitious. That's how movies work. So you can have, you can remember something, or you can imagine yourself on the beach. You can imagine yourself, you know, with $1 million. You can imagine yourself with a wad of cash, being able to, you know, just go out and just pay for, take vacation, do what you want. You can imagine yourself, you know, with you know, abs of steel or buns of steel or in perfect health. You can imagine yourself. You can imagine yourself in a very astute, very educated, very wise person. You can imagine yourself being in a toe-curling relationship. If you imagine that inside of you, that brain is going to draw that to the outside of you. So everything starts with an inside revelation. The ability to see the value of maintaining that inside disposition that is going to destroy that inside demon. So your inside disposition must be authentically attached to the way that you are designed inside. That inside revelation must be to your true, authentic design. Because if not, then you will not be able to shine. Something outside of you is going to outshine what's going on inside of you. Right now, outside events are outshining inside design. Your design is what allows you to shine. If you don't know your design, then you can't shine. How are you going to shine if you don't know your design? Let me ask the question again. How are you going to shine if you don't know your design? Let me ask the question again. How are you going to shine if you don't know your design? So the number one thing in order for you to be effective is before you build a business, you must build your person. You must build yourself. Before you can establish outside wealth, you must establish inside wealth. Before you can establish outside health, you must establish inside health. Before you can establish outside wisdom, you must establish inside wisdom. Before you can establish outside a relationship, you must establish an inside relationship. So you have to have a relationship with yourself before you can have a relationship with anyone else. It is this ability to have a relationship with yourself, if you can do that. And how is that done? That is done by taking number two, all of your attention, and put it on the inside of yourself, doing some inside study. I'm not saying telling you to disrespect other people. I'm not telling you not to hang out with other people. I'm not telling you to become no selfish, egotistical maniac. I'm not telling you to not associate or disassociate yourself. I'm not telling you to go out and you know, become a a Tibetan monk and distance yourself from society. I'm not saying any of those things. What I am saying, however, is while you are in a crowd of 100,000 people, your mind could be on your inside design. There is no outside demonstration that should have more power than your inside revelation. That should not be, but right now it probably is. So the number one thing that you have to do today, right now, is take your attention and put it on yourself and make sure that you are beaming love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. How do we do that? Philippians 4:6 tells us how. Philippians 4:6 tells, do not be anxious about anything. Number one, how do I take all of my attention and put it on my design, the way that I'm wired, the way that I think, the way that I act, the way that I love? How do I take my attention? Number one, don't be anxious for nothing. See, that anxiety that you have is causing your attention to go in that direction. So don't be anxious for anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. So the way that we direct our attention is for us not to be anxious for nothing, but in everything with prayer. Again, prayer is a mental disposition. That goes back to number one again. You have to deal with that inside demon, that demonstration, that disposition that's not allowing you to take your attention and put it on how you're designed. So I have a thought in my brain that instead of me caring about myself, it makes me care about something or someone else. That, again, is negative energy. I got to do number three. I got to transmute negative energy into positive energy. How do I transmute negative energy into positive energy? The way that you transmute anything is to understand that you want to transfer, you want to exchange by making it mute. Let me say that again. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. When you mute something, you can transfer something. When you mute something, you can transfer something. When you mute, that means turn it off. That means stop listening. Why? Faith cometh by hearing. That means faith goeth by not hearing. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. This is the inside war that is going on, that most people that I know, including myself, are losing. We are losing the battle of being authentic because we have not muted that inside demon. There is a mental war that is going on inside your head. There is a thoughts that are coming into your brain, and you are wrestling with those thoughts. You don't know whether to go left or to go right. You don't know whether to stay or whether to go. You don't know whether to flee or whether to fight. You don't know whether to give up or give in. We don't know because we have not allowed what was automatically chosen for us to manifest in us. Now, Hosea says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou have rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. It is this open understanding, my brothers and sisters, that destruction has overtaken my people because they have no knowledge, because they have given up knowledge. I will also give them up, so they will no longer be my priests. That's, again, the New Living Translation of Hosea 4:6. Basically, what that means is because there is a lack or ignorance of the ability to transmute negative energy. Trans means to turn. Mute means off. Transmute. Negative energy. You're not turning it off. You're still listening. Transmute negative energy. Now, you have to ask your question is, the energy that you're transmuting, is it really negative? See, a lot of times we transmute the energy that is being sent, the feeling that we're having, because that's the spirit urging us. That's the Ruach and the Pneuma leading and guiding us. We're turning off the wrong frequency. See, what energy do you turn off? That takes us to number four. You must be honest with your design. See, we don't know our design, so we're turning it off. And we're telling ourselves, that's not me. You have this feeling. You are at a job and you have a feeling. And that feeling is telling you to quit this job. Because when one door closes, another door opens. You cannot put money in a closed fist. If you got money in your hand already, but it's a $5 bill, but you're hanging on to that $5 bill. I got a $100 bill. I want to put that $100 bill in your hand. But I can't put the $100 bill in your hand because there's a $5 bill occupying that space. And you would rather hold on to a known five instead of open your hand to receive a unknown 100. It's because of our inability to understand our design, so we are operating in faith and fear that prevents us from shine. The lack of understanding design prevents you from shine. The inability to shine is because you don't understand your design. You are designed by God to be and do what you feel like you're not qualified to be and do. You have to turn off that negative energy that's saying, who do you think you are? Talking about you're going to be this, you're going to be that, you're going to do this, you're going to build that. See, that their desire to do implies the ability to do. You wouldn't have the desire to play the piano if you didn't have the ability to play the piano. See, my brothers and sisters, we have to overstand. That if you be honest, number four, remember number one, inside revelation overrides outside demonstration. So we must address the inside demon before we can address the outside devil. And remember, the difference between a demon and a devil is a demon is a mental disposition. A devil is a mental disposition that has taken form, that has occupied a dirt suit through possession. Now, this isn't mystical or demonic the way that it is portrayed by the dominant culture or Hollywood. It's important that this takes place actually pretty easily because most people are walk-ins or fit extensions. And everybody else, it is through ignorance. See, ignorance is the result of a lack of something. When you reject or separate yourself from something, that creates an opening of something. So if you reject your design, you're open so that way the enemy will prevent you from your shine. Anytime that you reject, anytime you turn off the wrong energy, you transmute your energy, you have a desire to go and do something, but you don't do it. You just turned it off. And so therefore, you're not elevated, you're tolerated. And many of us are in positions right now in the areas of wealth, in the areas of health, in the areas of wisdom, in the areas of relationship where we are being tolerated. We are not being elevated. And it is your job, my brother, it is your job, my sister, to understand. For there is only one God and one mediator who can reconcile God and humanity. That mediator is the man, Christ Jesus. That's what it is in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. That's in the New Living Translation. Now, what that simply means is that every problem that exists is a result of a spiritual disconnection between God, the creator, and his man, his creation. In other words, the only reason that them demons exist inside your brain and they continue to chat and they continue is because we're not aware that Romans 7:18 says, for now that enemy, that is, in my flesh, dwells no good thing. See, many of us are not aware of that, so we think inside of our flesh there's something good. And so we hang out with it, we condole it, we put energy into it, and we should be taking energy out of it. And so it is, Romans 7:18 says, for I know that enemy that is in my flesh dwells no good thing. For the will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. So we don't know how to perform that which is good because, number one, we're listening to something to outside of us. Number two, our attention is going outside of us, so energy flows where attention goes. Number three, that attention that we're putting outside of us is negative. We need to transmute negative energy. The way that you transmute, trans means to transfer, mute means to turn it off. But we're not turning it off, we're still listening. So therefore, we're not being number four, which is we're not our authentic design. So those four things limit our ability to be ourselves. And so if we could wrap our brain around those four things, then everything changes. And so those are the four things that I want you to write down. So if you can write down those four things, then you will be moving in the right direction. And that, my brothers and sisters, is very, very profound when we talk about understanding how to live inside. In other words, many of us live outside in. Outside things affect inside things instead of inside things affecting outside things. So remember, Philippians 4:6 says, do not be anxious for anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds. So it guards your heart and your mind if you are not anxious. Because we know, because we just read it again in Romans 7:18, also Romans 7:14, which says, the trouble is not with the law, for it is spiritual and good. The trouble is with me. For I am too human, a slave to sin. So it is that ability to understand that. Because if we don't really, really, really understand that, then that leads us into trouble. And so, brothers and sisters, let's wrap it up really, really quickly. The last thing, that nugget I want to drop in your lap. It says, for I am conscious that in me, that is in my flesh, there is nothing good. I have the mind, but not the power to do what is right. And so we must address that lack of power. And in order for us to get that dunamis power, we go to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. So 2 Timothy 1:7 says, but God has given us, or God has not given us, a spirit of fear, but he has given us a spirit of power. There's the power, love, and a sound mind or self-control. So you have three things. You have power, love, self-control, dunamis power. So your job is to use them. I mean, you have these gifts, so you might as well use them. So you got three things that you need to make sure that you are using. Those three things are power, love, self-control. So we take those three things, that power that we have, we take the love that we have, and again, these things all are given to us by God, and we use those three things to do. Number one, focus all of our attention on that inside revelation, because it is that inside. Notice where the revelation is. It is inside. So what's going on outside of you is where all of your attention is going. So why are you putting so much attention to what is going on outside of you? Let me say that again. Why are you putting so much attention into what is going on outside of you? Let me say that one more time. Why are you putting so much attention? Because remember, attention determines energy. Energy flows where attention goes. Your attention is on what's going on outside of you. If your attention is going outside of you, your energy is leaving you. Your attention is going outside of you, so your energy follows your attention. So if your attention is going away, your energy is going away. That's why you feel tired. That's why you feel restless. That's why you feel depleted. That's why you feel overwhelmed. That's why you feel exhausted. That's why things are not working. is because you are putting too much attention on outside devils instead of addressing inside demons. And the way that you deal with an inside disposition or with an inside demon is to take power, love, and self-control. We have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's love. So my power is what? My power comes from my pattern, because patterns are power. What is your pattern? Your pattern is the 12 numbers or 12 attributes that make up the 4 attributes that's inside of your life optimization chart or table that we discuss doing pretty much all of our one-on-ones, or we should be discussing doing your one-on-ones, doing your free time, doing your off time. This is the most important topic. There's nothing more important than you. So if you don't understand your life optimization circle that makes up those 12 numbers that make up, again, the thing that give you dunamis power, every success you've had in your life was the result of you operating in that space. So that is inside revelation. Inside revelation is simply knowing your design. Number one, inside revelation overrides outside demonstration. My attention is not going to go outside of me if I maintain my revelation inside of me. My attention is not going to go outside of me if I maintain my disposition inside of me. So inside demons must be addressed before outside devils. A inside demon is a mental disposition. A outside devil is a mental disposition that has taken form in a physical body. Maybe one, maybe your body or somebody else's. They don't really care. They'll use anybody. Your job is to take all of your attention away from those outside devils, because your energy flows where attention goes. And all of the negative energy that has been directed towards you, you transmute it. You transfer and you mute. That means you turn it off. That means you stop listening to it. That means you do not react to it. That means you do not give it your attention. So then what do we do with all of this energy and all this attention that we got, Doc? If I'm not dealing with anything outside of me that is negative. Now, I'm not saying to ignore it. I'm saying that you mute. Now, if you ever muted anything, that means that it's still there. It just doesn't affect you because you can't hear it. Because faith comes by hearing. If faith comes that way, fear comes that way. So the positive energy you want to turn on. The negative energy you want to turn off. That's called transmute. You transferring it and muting it, the negative energy. So now I can take all of the energy that I was spending on addressing the outside devils. It could be somebody on your job. It could be yourself. It could be something, a place. It could be a person. It could be a thing. But there's something outside of you that is overriding what is going on inside of you. Turn it off. Take all of your energy and put it inside of you, focusing on your God-given design, your pattern, because patterns are power. Number one, inside revelation overrides outside demonstration. Number two, energy flows where attention goes. Number three, you must transmute negative energy and turn it into positive energy. And number four, you must attach yourself to your design so that way you can shine. So my brothers and my sisters, I want to thank everybody so much for joining me on today's show. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May the sun bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in the all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
I'm gon' do this even after death. I'm gon' do this even after death. You can't match my depth. I'm gon' do this even after death. I'm gon' do this even after death. You can't match my depth. All you haters get up out my way, cause I'm about to wake. All you haters up, hop on it, let's just ride the wave. You should really listen to this song, cause it's about you slaves. If you want your freedom, stop acting naive. Man, I'm talking naive, ate it like a dry heat. Cause everything you need is hell right in. Man, I'm never right thing when I hit this machine. Swear I got it from my dad, how I got the gift of gab. Articulate, matriculate through 50 states. I'm just here to twist your fate, set it straight. I'm so great, gotta set a date, call me meditate. I'm so metaphysical, I'm the god, call me metafate. They told me not to do it, so I had to do it. I'm tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you're supposed to make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, till a brother got it. They don't say nothing till a brother got it. I'ma pull up with the Corvette, cause I'm so fat. Yeah, you know I gotta give him a check. Yeah, I'm so chest with it popped out like, that's me, all day, can't you see? That's me, all day, super saiyan like I'm Goku when I'm flying through the atmosphere. I'm about to clear everybody out of here, can't you see? I'm just killing all these rats with these raps clear. Can't you see? Can't you see how I'm right here? It's the young Yola, baby. Told me not to do it, so I had to do it. I'm tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you're supposed to make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances. They told me not to do it, so I had to do it. Tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you're supposed to make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances.